Yeah, you want to learn a lesson the hard way. And by the hard way, I mean by somebody else's mistake.
Okay.
So, you know when like something happens with a company and you get kind of ticked off by that company, and once in a while you get somebody that's willing to send an angry email,
mm-hmm.
which I've come from the school of thought over the years that I've sent emails, but I'm really nice. You know, I'm from the you get more with honey family, you know, when it comes to stuff. Oh, I love your product. It's so great. I do this one little issue. I just want to run it by you. Like if you have a minute, you know, that's how I do
in
it.
In the email world, but not in the live world.
To you, I'm like, listen, that.
When you're face to face with somebody, you're not nice. But on email, you are nice.
Email, you have to be nice. Also, right. Because that stuff is around. They could do stuff with that. And here is an example. A Virginia brewery released a beer inspired by a vulgar email complaint from a disgruntled, maskless customer. Okay. They have a beer. So what happened was an online troll inspired this. They sent a vulgar email message calling the brewery's general manager the B word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your manager is a B word and your beer tastes like hot old orange juice. That's what the email says. Okay. So what the beer is now, they decided to fight back. They have a beer where they have a picture of, I don't know if it's the manager. It's a great looking woman. She's beautiful. She is now on the front of the beer. Okay. It's a picture of her. And the beer is called Your Manager is a Bitch.
Nice.
That's the name of the beer. Okay. And then when you, Beal's beer, when you turn it around, the entire email is on the can in its entirety.
And you got to like look at it with glasses or something to read it all, right?
Right.
So this girl said she used to work at an Apple store and she has a secret if you're a nice person.
Okay.
So if you walk in and you're a B word to the people that work there, they're not going to treat you the same way they're going to treat you if you walk in and you're super nice. Apple actually has a name for these people.
So the first thing, rude customers, like we got some psychos in that store.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're rude to like the geniuses or the concierge people, you will get your problem fixed, most likely. However, you're going to pay for it. But then you come across some like really amazing people. And there was a term that Apple used called surprise and delight. And so essentially every genius and staff member sort of had a quota that they were able to go above and beyond and surprise customers. So I used to see a lot of people would come in with like water damaged phones and you're not allowed to replace those without a fee. However, the geniuses used like a surprise and delight to be able to give somebody a free replacement.
So if you're nice, they will be nice to you in return.
I've never been to a genius bar in my life. I've never needed to. My mother goes all the time, and she has a favorite person there who I am convinced thinks that my mother is like her grandma because she's super young, the girl at the genius bar. Mm. And my mom knows about her whole life. They talk about who she's dating, you know, what's up. You know, the girl got a new tattoo. My mother was like, let me see it. You know, they have a whole relationship. So my guess is my mother keeps going back to the Genius Bar because she probably gets everything there for free. they treat her like they're like she's everyone's grandma.
Yeah, and you can imagine how many times people go into the Genius Bar going, I don't know why this doesn't work. Well, have you ever charged it? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know, you know, with stupid questions nonstop. So you probably see the same people over and over and over again.
Have you ever been to a Genius Bar?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
If something was wrong with my computer and I couldn't fix it, I've taken it in before and said, this isn't working. And they take it in the back, they do something to it, and they bring it out and it's fixed.
I just call you. You don't have an Anthony?
No. I mean, there was times where I had a problem with recording. It was clipping and I couldn't fix it. And it was a software issue with Apple. and you had to bring it in, and they fixed it. And I've had some things with my phone before, and you take it in, and they take it in the back. I don't know what they do. They do some voodoo with it, and they bring it back, and it works.
Did they charge you?
No.
Okay, then you were nice.
Yeah, I've always, but I've brought it in if I've only had it for a few weeks or a few months or whatever. I'm not bringing my phone in if it's a five and saying this doesn't work anymore.
Okay, wait. So JP for Life 87 said, what the heck is a genius bar?
Oh.
Okay, that's probably somebody who doesn't have an iPhone, or doesn't like, I have a lot of friends that don't like Apple products. They're very anti-Apple. So that's somebody who doesn't know anything about. Okay, so David Seeley says he has been to a genius bar. Mm-hmm. He needed an appointment, and he said it was easier to get a COVID shot. Oh, okay. Yeah, Jeremy says on Samsung. That's why.
When I bought a phone, they stop you at the door and they say, what's your name? And they go back and get it and they bring it to the front. So you can't really go in anymore. They don't let you play with the phones and play with the watches that you when you used to do it. Before COVID.